This I believe.
This I believe.
This I believe.
This I believe.
I'm Shruti McKellar, and this I believe. My family has never been that composed, seemingly perfect clan who always has it together. Actually, we're that family, sneaking in late to church or sprinting through the airport to narrowly make the flight. Our family events usually get off to a rocky start and only even out once we've dealt with the majority of multiple tiny calamities, including, but not limited to, accidentally breaking a gas pump, driving into a ditch on a foggy country road, and other random, admittedly comical mishaps. Which brings me to mid-October, the day of my senior pictures. After carefully planning these pictures for the one free Saturday I had from Halloween to Christmas, my mother and I were so excited for the shoot, until she received a text. The photographer couldn't make it. To ease our disappointment, we decided to go out for lunch. As we were driving, I looked around and noticed, in typical Illinois fashion, that the weather was a crazy hybrid of summer and fall. The grass was green and it was 70 degrees, but the leaves had changed to their beautiful autumn hues, and the sun had a gentle, subdued glow. In that moment, I knew that I could not waste this day. My mother and I borrowed my father's Nikon, and we headed home to start our own senior photo shoot. But, of course, it wouldn't be my family if we didn't have a rather disheartening start to our adventure. First, the camera's battery was completely dead. Then, we realized that we didn't know how to work the camera. And to top it off, I was horrified by the very first picture in the camera's playback. I was discouraged, but my optimistic mother, the most stubborn person I know, convinced me to persevere, and it was so worth it. We went around to some of our favorite spots in town, taking pictures and reminiscing. I rolled around in the red leaves with my dog in my backyard and hoisted pumpkins over my head at a local pumpkin patch. As we left the patch, I looked at my mother, realizing that we will never have a perfect day, a perfect outing, or even a perfect conversation. It's just not us. But I love that we're not perfect, because I find that it doesn't matter how a day starts, but how it ends. I think that carpe diem, or seizing the day, isn't necessarily about crazy life experiences. I believe that carpe diem is more about being cognizant that every day is a fight against small inconveniences. Luckily, these hurdles have nothing on people that roll with life's punches and strive to make the most of every moment. And now, when I look at the bleak Illinois winter in the midst of yet another chaotic morning, or when I look at our incredible portfolio of senior pictures, I feel a sense of pride that we truly seized the simple perfection of a flawed day. This I believe.